For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is COVID-19 Seattle. I'm Dave Ross.
And I'm Aaron Grinillo. Governor Jay Inslee has extended his freeze on Washington's phased reopening for at least another 2 weeks.
Cases are growing here. They have grown fairly dramatically over the last month and are now higher on a daily basis than when we hit what we thought was a peak a couple of months ago.
And he says these rising case numbers have put Washington at significant risk of closing parts of the economy back down again. The original pause on a phase reopening in early July was only supposed to last 2 weeks statewide to see if the upward trend in cases slowed. Well, it has not.
We are not seeing the explosive rise like we did in March. Instead, we are seeing this steady climb, which you can wake up one morning and you're in the same position as Arizona and Florida with that steady climb, and that's what we are experiencing right now.
The governor says the earliest counties could apply again to lift more restrictions locally would be July 28th.
What we do right now, this week, next week, is going to determine what this virus looks like in the fall when we're making our best efforts to have the best educational opportunities for our kids as possible.
In Yakima County, 90% of people are now wearing masks. That is up from just one-third several months ago.
Yakima County case numbers are actually declining since this masking effort started.
So there's some good news there. I was listening to the governor's news conference yesterday, and I don't want to read too much into read between the lines there, but he was saying, there is a significant chance that parts of the economy could roll back like we've seen in parts of California and Oregon if people don't socially distance and if the trends go in the wrong direction. So we all got to do our parts, as we've been saying for several months now, to mask up and socially distance.
Right. And we're seeing evidence that the masking works. I was surprised and delighted to see the Yakima County is up to 90%, because that was a hot spot. And I know that this has got to be frustrating, though, for people who are operating businesses like restaurants, like hair salons, and now find themselves in limbo yet again.
It would be even more frustrating for them if we did roll back. So let's hope that doesn't happen, though.
Yeah.
Well, people's immune systems seem to like a U.S.-made COVID-19 vaccine. The first stage of a clinical trial for that vaccine, developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health here in Washington, showed promising early results. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
It's important data. These are people who are under the age of 55. There's a separate study with elderly people that has not yet been reported. And what it showed is that all of the doses, there has been a good immune response, an immune response that mimics being exposed to the virus. And I think that's what we hope for with a vaccine.
45 people who received it now have so-called neutralizing antibodies, which is the key to blocking an infection. But there were side effects in some people, a little like a mild case of COVID. But Dr. Agus says no test subjects needed hospital treatment.
This will now go to a phase 3 clinical trial, which is where half get vaccine and half get placebo. And the hope is that the immune responses that we're seeing will actually prevent people from being sick from the virus. And that's a big variable.
The goal now is to have 300 million doses of potential vaccines by January. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's all good news.
What we hope is that with a combination of people having already been exposed and a vaccine that's anywhere from 70-75% effective, that there will be enough herd immunity, that there will be a time when you and I don't have to worry about getting infected.
Dave, I know you spoke with someone in that vaccine trial from Moderna, right?
I did. And he's one of those who suffered side effects, but only because he was in the double dose cohort. So instead of just getting one dose, he got the first dose, then he got a second one 28 days later, and that's when he started feeling the chills and he had to go to urgent care, but did not require hospitalization. So as a result, the next phase of the trial will only use the single dose, which seems to be able to generate those antibodies without the side effects.
Now, let's remember, we don't exactly know yet how long immunity lasts because, you know, the virus can change, of course. Dr. William Schaffner is a professor of infectious disease at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine.
A COVID vaccine might be a seasonal vaccine. That is, we have to get it each year because our protection might wane. Fortunately, different from the influenza vaccine, because the virus changes so frequently, this virus so far has been pretty stable. So that part is good.
And this Moderna vaccine will enter its most important step later on this month. That's when a 30,000-person study to prove if those shots really are strong enough to protect against the coronavirus. Until then, the mask is our best protection. And if you're still skeptical about those masks, the CDC says there is growing evidence that face coverings do indeed help limit the spread of COVID-19. CBS's Vicki Barker tells us about the study and the story behind it.
Back in May, two stylists at a Springfield, Missouri hair salon came down with COVID-19, but kept working for a week after symptoms first appeared, delivering haircuts, facial hair trimmings, and perms to 140 customers. Yet none of them got sick, and none of the 67 who accepted the offer of a free test tested positive. Here's why the CDC suggests stylists and customers were wearing masks. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
There you go, Dave. You can finally go to the barber and get that beard professionally trimmed, huh?
No, I'm growing it for other reasons. I'm growing it to mark the passage of time so that when I'm finally allowed back into the building, we will see. I mean, it's not down to my chest yet, but who knows? Could be down to my toes by the time they let me back in.
Yeah. You're looking like Moses. From the images I've seen.
Thank you very much. He was a great man.
Yes. Also on masks, President Trump told CBS News' Catherine Herridge he has no problem with them, at least in certain settings.
If it's necessary, I would urge him to wear a mask, and I would say follow the guidelines.
Why has it become such a political issue?
It is a political issue for a lot of people. It's not a political issue for me. I would wear it if I'm in contact with people, if I'm close to people.
And he was also asked about reopening schools.
The Los Angeles School District is the latest and one of the largest in the country to say they're not going back to school in the fall.
Mistake.
What do you tell parents and teachers who feel that it's unsafe to go back?
I would tell parents and teachers that you should find yourself a new person, whoever's in charge of that decision, because it's a terrible decision. Because children and parents are dying from that trauma, too. They're dying because they can't do what they're doing. Mothers can't go to work because all of a sudden they have to stay home and watch their child, and fathers. We have to open our schools. We have learned one thing very strongly. Young people are in great shape when it comes to the coronavirus.
Nikki's saying they're figuratively dying, of course, but I mean, the polls do show that, you know, parents do want the kids to go back to school. At least the majority do, and I know we've seen the studies that teachers are skeptical. What do you make of what the president's strategy here is?
Well, I don't think he has a strategy, and nor do I think he needs one, because I don't see how you can, from even a seat as august as the Oval Office, decide what the Bellevue School District should do, right, or the Yakima School District should do, because the buildings are different, the staff has different levels of concern. There are some people who will mask up and do a great job, and there are others who won't. So I don't think we're going to know for sure, Aaron, until the schools are open and we see what happens that first week. I think we'll know pretty quickly whether it's working or not.
I will say this. I mean, I hope the president is right on this, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, I hope that soundbite holds up and that when schools reopen, we don't see massive outbreaks and that teachers are safe and students are too.
Yeah. You have some experience on this. I know that Israeli schools reopened, for example, and did not have a very good experience with that. And but as we talked about this morning on Seattle's Morning News, there are ways to teach children to wear masks and actually enjoy it if you make it fun. And until there's a vaccine, I don't. If you want the schools to remain open, I don't see anything else to do. You have to either wear the masks, or I think it's more difficult to keep kids 6 feet apart, quite frankly, than teach them to wear masks. Because if they're on the playground playing in close quarters as they would do on a normal day, then yeah, you're going to see a massive spread.
I think there can be some fun experiments in science classes now, you know, when school starts up again, right?
I suppose so. Yeah. You could do the sneeze test,
there
right?
You go.
There's no safe way to do that. not in a school setting. You have to be in a laboratory with reverse air pressure. We will be back tomorrow and every day after with a 10-minute rundown of the daily local news. You can subscribe to this podcast. You can also find our news coverage on MyNorthwest.com or listen live at 97.3 FM.